Gas prices, of course, across the world rocketing and at an astronomical rate, mostly as a result of the disruptions that have led to sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. And it's led to massive shortages. And of course, when there's a shortage, the prices of commodities surge, as have gas prices across the Northern Hemisphere. But last week, Sasol pushed up the price of its piped gas by 96%. To 133 rand a gigajoule. Jaco Hyman is the executive officer at the Industrial Gas Users Association of South Africa. Jaco, did your association and your members see this increase coming?
Good evening, Bruce. The increase has been anticipated almost a year ago, and we've warned the regulator NERSA in this case of the imminent gas price increases. What market didn't expect was the unilateral short-notice notification by Fasol of this increase. In fact, the price increases was communicated last week, the early part of last week, effectively from the 1st of August. That certainly came as a shock to many, many industries, particularly considering that the regulator is in a review process of the methodology.
Okay, so Sasol has pushed ahead with an increase of 96% without the approval of NERSA. Is that your allegation?
Sasol would argue that they have the right to do so because the current methodology allows Sasol, of course, to price up to certain levels, and these levels are unfortunately linked to these global indices that you just referenced. So Sasol would say that they are within their rights. The problem is that the regulator is trying to mitigate this right now as we speak. It's also an issue that industry has taken up with the High Court in order to have NERSA's methodology set aside.
So, as a monopoly, Sasol is rightly regulated by NERSA. And this regulatory regime, what sort of the sort of time frames are there here in terms of the way in this which this could be reviewed?
Yes, so by law, the regulator, of course, has the right to review these methodologies from time to time. Right now, the pricing methodology that is applicable is relevant up to middle of 2023. So Sasol has clearly taken the position, one would argue, Sasol is what Sasol does, and that is, being a monopoly supplier, they would apply up to what they deem is possible.
How is South Africa's gas price? I mean, and this is gas that comes from Mozambique, I assume, primarily, and then is piped into South Africa. How is the cost of piping that gas, pumping that gas, bringing it to the surface and then getting it to its customers affected by what's going on in Ukraine? I mean, is Sasol being completely unreasonable? Is it simply following global market prices? What is the thinking there, do you think?
Yes, correct. Sasol is applying the NERSA methodology that is currently at play. NERSA has publicly stated last week that they are not approving of these price hikes, and they have not approved any price increase at the moment. It is in the process of reviewing an interim methodology. That is the key. That's the nub of the complaint of industry with the current methodology. You cannot link piped gas coming out of Mozambique with a different product, which is LNG on global markets. These are two distinct products, two distinct supply chains that they are subjected to. And nowhere in Africa, for example, where piped gas is prevalent, do we actually see anything like this.
Is Sasol price gouging?
I would argue yes.
Thank you very much, Jaco Hyman, the executive officer at the Industrial Gas Users Association of South Africa. And I mean, if you run a business that is dependent on gas, I'm curious as to how you're going to cope, because there is a big increase coming through, and it is going to affect your cost base very, very significantly. Producers, a quick shout to Sasol, please. They've just been accused by the Industrial Gas Users Association of Southern Africa of price gouging, taking advantage of global market conditions when those prevalent employment conditions do not exist in South Africa. I'm sure they would love to have a right of reply on that particular point. Let's see if we can get that after Eyewitness News at 7. Oh, look at that. Look how fast they move. Producers move. I mean, if we sent my producers to the Commonwealth Games, we would have brought back 2 more gold medals. We would have. That's how fast they move. Let's see if we can get a right of reply from Sasol this evening. Thank you, Jaco Himan from the Industrial Gas Users Association of Southern Africa.